Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Jim Ewell, one of the leading voices on Agile Marketing, who has co-organized the first meeting of Agile Marketers. He joins the program today. His newest book is The Six Disciplines of Agile Marketing, Proven Practices for More Effective Marketing and Better Business Results. And Mr. Ewell, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. I'm excited to be here.
Really good to have you, and thanks so much for coming out to be with us here today. So for starters, the big question, what actually inspired you to write this book, The Six Disciplines of Agile Marketing?
Eric, I love marketing. I've been doing marketing for about 35 years now, and I love it, but at the same time, I get very frustrated by it. And part of my frustration is that traditional marketing is just broken. The way that most marketers organize marketing, the way that they execute marketing, the way that they try to reach customers, is just not effective. Today, we should be in a golden age of marketing. We have better tools. We have better data. We have more ways to reach customers. But if you go and you talk to most CEOs and you ask them, look, is marketing your secret weapon? And most 90% of them will say, no, marketing doesn't speak my language. Marketing isn't doing things that add value to the business. And so I wanted to write a book about how to change the traditional way that we do marketing. And that way is to use some of the same techniques that software developers use to change the way they develop software, the agile techniques, okay? But it was more than that. It was a set of disciplines, six to be specific, that marketers could use to really align with business, restructure how they do marketing, and to generally just improve both the marketing and deliver effective business results, as the subtitle talks about.
So great to have you on to discuss this further. Now, your title is The Six Disciplines of Agile Marketing. What are the six disciplines? Hit on those six, if you would.
Well, the first discipline is alignment. And really what that means is go talk to your salespeople and ask them, what do you need for marketing? What could we be doing for you? Go talk to your CEO and ask them, what do we need to be doing to deliver on the strategies that you come up with for the business? So get aligned with sales and with strategic management. Number two is structure. That's the second discipline. And it's really about how marketing teams are structured. In most organizations today, marketing is structured in what I call skill set silos. And by that, I mean you have people who have certain skill sets. You have social media, you have the creatives, you have strategic marketing, you have maybe testing and analytics. But, you know, really to get anything done in marketing, you have to have all of those skill sets. So what I advocate is for what are called cross-functional teams that have all the skill sets necessary but are aligned in terms of a business unit, in terms of a particular customer problem you're trying to solve, in terms of particular part of the sales funnel and things like that. The third discipline is process. And that's really, instead of taking a campaign-based approach, which is how most marketers do things today, to take an iterative approach of starting small, proving out that your marketing is going to work, and only after you have that proof, then expanding and iterating on that and improving it. The fourth discipline is what I call validated learning, and that is that most marketers have a set of assumptions that they've never validated about their customers. Well, go out and validate those and learn about your customers, and by the way, also do it at pace. In other words, do it faster. I give some pretty compelling data in the book about how marketing teams that test and learn about their customers more quickly, they actually generate better business results. Fifth discipline is adapting to change. And boy, this is particularly relevant today in the day of COVID. You know, I saw some really interesting data the other day about know, what are some of the main challenges that marketing teams face during this pandemic? And they're all about how do they deal with shifting priorities? How do they provide and manage fluid plans? And this is what we do in Agile marketing. I mean, Agile marketing is all about, you know, shifting plans and resetting priorities and all that sort of stuff. So it's particularly relevant today. And then the sixth discipline is about creating remarkable customer experiences. A lot of marketers would say they're brand marketers. People don't buy brands. What they buy are the experience that they have with companies, right? If they have a really remarkable customer experience, they're going to buy more from that brand, and they're also going to tell more people about it. So those are the six disciplines of Agile marketing, and that's about two-thirds of the book is about those six disciplines.
Yeah, really appreciate your briefly going over those six disciplines, most helpful. Now, you also mentioned something you call the four shifts. What is that all about?
Yeah, so the six disciplines are things that can be mastered by individual marketers or by teams. But organizations also need to make changes in their, what I call, beliefs and behaviors, okay, sort of their mindset. And those are things like a shift from a focus on outputs to a focus on outcomes. And what I mean by that is, many marketers think of themselves as we produce ads or we produce content or, you know, we produce campaigns. Those are outputs, okay? What you really want to focus on is we focus on sales. We focus on profitability. We focus on, you know, leads or things that really matter in terms of outcomes to the business, okay? So that's the first shift. The second shift is a shift from a campaign mentality to a mentality of continuous improvement. And I sort of alluded to that earlier, where you're not so much running a campaign. This is the way a lot of things are done today, where, you know, you plan for the campaign, you run it for 6 months, you get some what I would call vanity metrics to prove that, oh, yeah, the campaign ran good, and then you declare victory, to you do things in a week or 2 weeks to test something out. You actually use real metrics to say that it worked and didn't work, and it doesn't work, that's okay because you didn't invest more than a week or two in it. And you continuously improve so that you are working these short iterations and really delivering value quickly to your business. The third shift is from an internal focus to a customer focus, okay? And that sounds obvious, but it has to be more than just kind of happy talk about I'm customer focused. Everybody says they are. But do you really make decisions based on what the customer wants and what they would have you do? And that's what that whole shift is about. And then the fourth shift is from a top-down mentality to a decentralized decision mentality. Too much of marketing is decisions that are made at the top of the organization. Every ad has to be approved by the CEO or the chief marketing officer or so forth, okay? And you want those people who are at the top of the organization making those decisions that only they can make, and you want to decentralize everything else.
Certainly appreciate all the information shared so far, and sounds like a must read your book, The Six Disciplines of Agile Marketing. Now today we're joined by Mr. Jim Uhl, one of the leading voices on Agile marketing, and has co-organized the first meeting of Agile marketers, as well as the author of his newest book, again, The Six Disciplines of Agile Marketing, Proven Practices for More Effective Marketing and Better Business Results. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, another question for you. Who should actually be reading this book?
Yeah, it's a great question, Eric. And I talk about it at the beginning of the book. I wrote this primarily for individual marketers and teams, okay, of individual contributors. I really didn't write the book for chief marketing officers. Not that they won't get something out of it, and in particular, they're the ones to lead the four shifts. So that section of the book is really appropriate for chief marketing officers. But really, I wrote this for every single, you know, marketer in the organization who wants to just improve their game, okay? I give them some very specific ways to just get better at what they do. So that's who I wrote it for.
Another question for you. Tell us, why is agile marketing so important? I'd like to hear your input on that.
Well, one of the reasons why is that it's got tremendous traction right now. I've been doing this agile thing for about 10 years now. And when I started, I mean, no one knew what I was talking about, and I had to explain what agile was, okay? Now, over 90% of software is developed using agile techniques, and marketing is starting to also apply those techniques. Every year, there's a survey of marketers, and in the last survey, which is the beginning of 2020, over 40% of marketers said that they had already adopted agile marketing, with another 40% saying they had plans to adopt it by the end of the year. And in fact, the pandemic has actually accelerated that adoption, because people are saying, I really see the need now to be agile, to respond to changing needs quickly, and to do that. So we're just seeing tremendous uptake, and I think it's the future of marketing.
Well, you certainly have been hearing that from time to time on the program over the last year or so especially, and backs up what you're saying now that you feel this is the future of marketing. Thanks so much for joining us here today. Of course, your book, again, is titled The Six Disciplines of Agile Marketing. Where can listeners get not only more information on this book, but more information on yourself as well?
Best place to get to me is my website. It's agilemarketing.net.
And I'd say that's about as easy as it gets. Again, Mr. Ewell, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure talking to you.
And the pleasure was certainly mine as well. Thanks so much. We've been speaking with Mr. Jim Ewell, one of the leading voices on Agile Marketing, and has co-organized the first meeting of Agile Marketers, as well as the author of his newest book, which is The Six Disciplines of Agile Marketing, Proven Practices for More Effective Marketing and Better Business Results. And for further details, visit agilemarketing.net. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.